Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think that this is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crap Diving Show. With your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Friday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live. Moabbing at you from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, USA. A little bit after 2 p.m. out here on the Pacific Coast. A wee little bit after 5 if your ear holes be sucking us in out east. If it isn't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network streaming for you 24-7. Or you've downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, or at crabdiving.com. However, whenever, wherever, under whomever, on top of whomever, next to whomever, alone, however you're receiving us. If you're enjoying us with a fine beverage or a little puff of something, we appreciate, or, you know, nothing. Just breathe while you're listening.
Just breathe.
Maybe you're in air. What did it, God?
Just breathe until you're able to open up the stream on your browser and then leave it open. And after that, breathing, whatever.
Weren't there some people who swore that they could survive just on breathing?
No.
I swear there were some people who were like, they were frauds. They were like, you can survive on air alone.
You're thinking of an episode of Wife Swap.
Which...
Yeah.
Well, they might have done that.
There was a lady there who claimed that she could survive just on the nutrients gathered from sun rays.
Right.
Vitamin E or A or whatever. That's all she needed. And that's how she stayed thin.
The breatharianism, they call it.
That is amazing.
Well, you know, equally as ridiculous as what other stuff is being celebrated today. Or wait, today's not a celebration for the Christians. Today's the, oh, damn, they killed him day, right?
Oh, right. By the way. Well, go ahead.
Please. I was just going to welcome people to Faithless Friday.
Oh, shit. And say your name, right?
My name's Patrick Vile.
You already said your name?
I might not. I don't know. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. Welcome to Faithless Friday.
What German? Were you gonna say?
Sure.
Does that sound German?
Nyet.
Nyet. That's Russian.
I was just going to say a listener made a comment that I saw on their Facebook page regarding today, which is Good Friday.
Sure.
If Jesus knew that after getting nailed on the cross, that he would ascend into heaven and then turn into a superpower or a superhero, then where's the sacrifice?
Well, yeah.
So, like, what the fuck are we celebrating?
Well, there's a lot of reasons to say that. If you read that Bible, that's what's what cracks me up about when they say, all you got to do is read the Bible.
Oh, yes.
It's like, well, I have. That's why I'm an atheist. I've
I
read the Bible
to read it.
Several times.
But did you really?
Sure.
From cover to cover?
Well, I went to Catholic school, so we kind of had to for a while.
How the fuck did you do that?
We kind of had to for a while, and then a couple times as an adult I've blasted through parts. I skip all the begats and shit. But, you know, I've read, it's ridiculous. I've read the Quran, too.
Is it good?
No. It's crazy. It's all nuts.
You know, listen, you shouldn't be reading that.
Buy a copy through our Amazon.
Oh, yeah. Buy the Bible with... crabdiving.com/Amazon. Buy a copy of God's Word. We get fucking paid, baby. Listen, I think I will shame you for reading those books because I don't know.
Why?
They're not well written.
No, your enemy.
Have you read all of Henry Miller's works?
Well, but I took philosophy of religion in college and stuff like that. Yeah. So I kind of had to read some of this shit too.
Yeah, but right now.
I find religion fascinating, the study of religion. I think I don't get it. I don't understand how anybody can believe that stuff.
Why?
I find Pixar movies fascinating, too. But I don't believe that, you know, toys come to life when I leave the room.
I'll tell you this. You leave the room, you don't know what happens.
Maybe sex toys.
Oh, yes. Look, there's a vibrator over there.
There's a love you. around in the...
With my Benoit balls.
Don't forget, tweet us during the show if you like this lovely Faithless Friday. Do we get double going to hell points for having Faithless Friday on Good Friday? It's like a big Christian magic day.
Oh, yes. Totally, dude. The Christian magic today is extra fucking strong.
And again, believe what you want. Just, you know, don't make me try to believe that crap. Keep it out of our government and shit.
Yeah.
That's all we ask.
Just keep it in your head.
Or, you know, go to a building and talk to other people about what you believe. That's fine.
But, you know,
but
dude.
don't legislate by it. And we've got a million. There's a couple of spectacular
really
clips
ones.
We've got today, ladies and gentlemen. Stay
awesome.
Stay tuned for this Faithless Friday where, if you haven't noticed, we flash our atheism a little bit more, rip open the trench coat. And let you guys see a little bit more of our atheism.
I didn't know God was pink and white.
And huge.
With two big balls.
Tweet us during the show at crabdiving, one word, CRABDIVING. Don't forget facebook.com/crabdiving, a warm bosom of community. Some of them might be bosomy.
Who knows?
A few of the ladies, a few of the guys.
Yes.
may have some moobs going on.
Look at those moobs on that Christian. Jeez.
We'll get to those in a minute. Let's get to a couple of the, you know, Trumpenstein monster stories. Still president from what I understand.
Yes.
Donald J. Trump. We may be having, if you're listening to the stream and we're cutting in and out, I keep getting WebSocket stuff. So if you are listening and having trouble, we apologize.
God, you know, I pay that fucking Time Warner or Spectrum.
It literally has nothing to do with
Sorry,
that.
I know.
I think it's a Amazon Web Cloud kind of deal. You know, sometimes
Jeff Bezos.
The big clouds go out. Yeah.
What a dick.
But you know, we record this shit and we release it on iTunes and Stitcher, and it's always also streaming. We stream reruns of this stuff at crabdiving.com/live or listen. You can listen to us all those times. What have I got going here? I've got a story. Let's get to your headlines and see what's going on.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, high atop the Crab Diving Tower. Los Angeles, I'm reading error messages right now. Los Angeles, California. Dateline, April the 14th, 2017.
The year of our Lord.
These are your headlines. Over at the Commie Pinko Liberal Huffington, the Post. The headline is, there's a photograph of the White House at night.
Oh, yes.
And while they're really witty with the puns over here, White House goes dark. I'll bet this is about the logs, right?
They should do Airbnb with the White House since he's barely there. He's always at Mar-a-Lago, so.
Right.
And make some money to pay back some of those fucking golfing trips.
Lord knows Melania and Barron aren't there.
Ha ha ha. Good.
The Trump administration won't release logs of visitors to the White House anymore. Well, I think that's some bullshit. We put this on our Facebook page, I believe. Listen to the reason. The Trump administration will not make its records of visitors to the White House available to the public. Both Time and the Washington Post reported today. The decision is a departure from the Obama administration, which did release the logs. You said log. The White House Communications Director, Michael Dubke. Who the hell is that, by the way?
I've never heard of this guy before. How many people work in that place? Well,
hardly any.
It's like a revolving door of shitheads.
They say that the White House's decision was made out of concern for national security and privacy.
What?
You don't get privacy into our house, fucking orange asshole. You don't get privacy on the White House grounds. It's our office, you fuckwad. We let you shit and piss and shower and sleep there.
Let me get out my
watch
webcam.
TV and masturbate.
Oh, yes. Zoom in. Got to zoom in really far, close to see the jacking.
Right.
You know, a lot of people are writing about that, though. I'm reading a lot of articles that say, you know, like Schindler referred to the military as his military, my military.
Yeah, yesterday.
It's our military, dick face.
Yeah, Chris Matthews was way upset about that yesterday.
Slade. I mean, there's some other articles. I mean,
I didn't have that huge of a... It's indicative of his overall attitude.
Yes.
But other, you know, Jumbo said something like that in the past. President Johnson, there was a story he got shit for.
Yeah.
That somebody said, how do you like your helicopter, sir? And he said it was an Air Force dude or something. He's like, son, they're all my helicopters or something like that.
That's fucked up. And Johnson was fucked up.
Well, he was batshit, yeah.
And Schindler is batshit. I mean, I don't think it's the actual statement's that bad, but when you sort of put it together with the other shit, he said he's got a fucked up attitude toward his job. He doesn't sound like a guy that's serving us or just thinks he's serving.
Yeah, there's still aspects of the, I'm not king.
There's lots, right?
Right, yeah.
Please clap.
Yeah, please clap. They're saying that the grave national security risks and privacy concerns of the hundreds of thousands of visitors annually. Fuck you. It's public record. It's our house.
God.
They say the logs are going to now remain private until 5 years after Trump leaves office. They're going to put it in the regular White House papers kind of bullshit.
I'm so stupid. I remember people would bitch about and say Obama's administration wasn't that transparent, but they want to take the visitor log out.
Well, it says the Obama administration wasn't even also always that complete, that the reports were often incomplete. Officials had ways of keeping visitors' names off of them if they wanted to. Yeah, there was a way to say, hey, you know, don't ixnay on the ogley.
Right. But these guys aren't that, what? Witty, smart.
Well,
I don't know.
Yeah, I guess they I saw at one point somebody said something about saving money, and there was a meme on Twitter that said literally, one weekend not at Mar-a-Lago could fund keeping the White House logs for 171 years.
Wait, what?
some asshole had said it helps save money by not having to keep these logs and all that shit.
Oh, my fucking God.
And another
God.
Person said, if all they have to do is keep Schindler from going to Mar-a-Lago from one weekend, and you could fund the log keeping for 171 years. I don't know accurate math, but it was funny.
My mind just wandered over to the fact that we're flirting with the idea of going to war with North Korea.
Sure.
And I'm just thinking about these White House logs. It's not going to matter. It's not going to matter if we're all vaporized. Is that going to be good for the economy? Thermonuclear war with Asia?
Trump-Russia won't matter if we're lobbing missiles back
that
and forth
matter.
With
we won't
Kim
matter.
Jong-un.
None of us will matter. We won't even be matter.
Here in Los Angeles, we might not.
When you get vaporized, what happens? Does every molecule of your body disappear?
It's matter is conserved, but
what do you mean? What does that mean? It's conserved?
It doesn't disappear. It's just your components.
You dissipate?
Are turned into smoke.
And then we turn into one big being like Hal in 2001.
Oh, Space I thought Odyssey. You meant like Voltron or something.
Yeah, that would be badass.
But piles of people goo all slide together and create some horrible monster.
No more goo.
We have.
Yeah.
about 60 million people got together and created an orange monster.
Oh, yeah. God, that's depressing.
So that's the headline over at the HuffPo. Let's see
shit.
What the Drudge Repo is saying over there. Feds collect record taxes, still run deficit.
No shit.
Well, no shit. This leads over to CNS News? What is CNS News?
Probably a right-wing nut job rag, right?
I think that's accurate.
Oh, really?
Because the little sales blurb that you click on says, conservative gear.
Conservative. Oh, okay. So, oh, gear, like hats, like Trump
yeah,
hats,
merch.
GOP merches. Why don't they put stuff that's like, you know, has something to do with the GOP that matches their brand? How about a cock ring or condoms? Well, they don't use condoms.
God, you know, I think this was one of these lunatic right-wing crazy news sites that Trump retweeted during the campaign or something. Like
legitimized
it was some bad shit.
Huh?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's nice.
So now they have, of course, 100,000 followers on Twitter.
That's so fucked up.
And now they just got a very nice link from Drudge.
Did they get a bump? Damn it.
So their story says feds collect record income and payroll taxes through March, yet still run. What is this billion? $526,855,000,000 deficit.
Oh shit.
Well, yeah. Who do we thank for the deficit? The deficit, nut jobs was going down under Obama. Obama had the deficit improving.
God.
This is where they always try to point to this is where they don't know the difference between deficit and debt.
You know, I mean, isn't that something? Did either of those things matter to our daily life, our day-to-day life? The deficit goes up. Does it matter? The debt goes up. Does it matter to you or I?
I mean, eventually prices, it'll affect prices. It'll affect the whole economy.
But when they say things like,
but
you know,
no.
We don't want to increase spending for meals on wheels or this or that because we're worried about the deficit or the debt.
Well, it's interesting. They tried to say that we're putting this debt on our grandchildren and great grandchildren, but they don't give a shit about the air and water and the food and the soil that we leave grandchildren or great grandchildren or the ones that it's affecting right now
or the water. God, think about that. That's so fucking stupid. They're like, oh, we don't want to burden the younger generations with all this debt. But what the fuck are they going to drink?
And
where are the younger generations going to walk around in fucking Florida when, you know, the sea level rises?
If you're into Keynesian economics, then yes. you lean towards the argument that when the economy is weaker is the time that you should deficit spend because the ultimate investment will come back multiple fold. As, I don't know, FDR proved.
Oh, yeah.
When the economy, bringing the economy out of the depression and with World War II and everything, you know, I gave it a bump. But the economy following World War II, all that manufacturing, where did it go? We didn't need tanks anymore. We didn't need bombs and bullets and all that shit. So all these socialist programs were created, the GI Bill, which retrained people. Put them through college, gave them jobs.
Yeah.
Socialism, social security, Medicare.
Right, right. You know, I was reading about there's some environmental revitalization program that Obama launched in a lot of these coal miners.
Obama.
Yeah, all these coal miners. That's what they're doing now. Instead of mining, they're cleaning up streams, the woods, all these areas that have been polluted by mining and all kinds of other shit.
Yeah. That's what Hillary wanted to do.
Yeah.
Hillary went to Appalachia and said, your jobs are not coming back. I'm sorry, but we desperately want to, I don't know, raise taxes on companies to help to make them pay for the help or help them pay for the retraining of people. Or why don't we as a society say, hey, maybe we don't give $1 billion to the fucks over at Exxon. And we steer that $1 billion towards retraining thousands and thousands of coal miners and maybe helping pay their mortgages and feed their kids in the interim while they're learning.
We're not going to do anything to Exxon. I mean, we obviously love the shit out of Exxon because they spilt a shitload of oil on the Valdez, right?
It was good for the skin.
Wait, Valdez was the name of the was the name of the boat, right? That spilled the oil.
The Exxon Valdez.
In Valdez.
Valdez.
One Valdez picks all that fucking coffee.
Sure, he's busy.
But like, they spilled all that oil and we punished them, you know. Rex Tillerson's now our Secretary of State.
Punished them. Sure. Well, a multi-billion dollar company. They probably got, what, maybe a $50 million fine.
I think they're still around, right? Something they're still like in business. We're still sucking their dick. That's nice.
And ultimately, the taxpayers end up paying more because that's how our system rolls.
Yeah.
Privatize the losses, or privatize the profits, I mean.
Yes.
Socialize the losses.
Fuck you, boy. Man,
people were pointed out this week with that whole United debacle. That wasn't United one of the airlines that the American taxpayers helped fucking bail out?
Right. And now they're going to drag you out of your flight.
Yeah.
Break your nose. Fuck up your teeth. Humiliate you.
A couple articles saying that this, you know, maybe this horrible incident, good may come of it because people are starting to get pissed off. And that people are starting to realize that, okay, well, sure, you've got us by the short and curlies being the basic monopoly in a lot of areas, but there's still a lot that people, we the people, can fucking do
oh, yeah.
to make your corporate cunt lives miserable. And it's starting to happen now.
Why don't we break them up?
Well, that's it. Yeah.
I mean, listen, if the only flight I could get into, say, I don't know, Kansas is United on a Wednesday night, then let's break those motherfuckers up and make it not so.
That's where these current oligarchs are frauds, calling themselves, I guess conservatives. I guess they have hijacked conservatism or whatever. But if this free market conservatism has zero to do with what is being practiced on the planet right now.
Oh, yeah.
There's no free market. These fucking oligarchs and giant corporations are doing their best to stifle competition.
They don't want
to gobble each other up.
Yeah. They don't want small government.
Well, they want big government by the corporation, of the corporation, and for the corporation.
Yeah.
That's what they want, big control.
Right.
They don't want to be controlled for their pollutants, but goddammit, they want laws preventing activists from taking pictures of their crimes.
I mean,
figure that out.
Yeah, the ultimate fuck you is those whistleblower laws.
That's what's like.
Yeah.
Like that, the ag gag.
Yeah.
Idaho.
Got enough balls to stick up for something you see, for something that's wrong, you get thrown in jail, sued.
Also with the cops, like today on our Facebook page, there's a story. It's just enraging. Two more white thugs in blue summarily beating the snot out of a citizen who is black.
Jesus.
Drag him out of a car. He's face down on the highway.
Yes.
Fortunately, a whole bunch of people got their cell phones out.
Right.
And the victim of this assault and road piracy was dragged out of the car, face down, cuffed, completely surrendered. And another cop pulls up, gets out of his car, walks over, and starts stomping on the guy's face.
Oh, my God.
The guy's laying on the ground, handcuffed. And big white macho dude strides up and teaches him a lesson.
Well, I mean, how do you fix this police brutality thing, man? Other than making an example out of cops like that.
Well, that asshole now.
I don't fucking know.
Has been fired.
Because this administration is no good for this.
Well, correct. Jeff Sessions would probably be like, I don't know why they fired that boy.
He just stomped on his face. That's our thing in Alabama, boy.
That boy was face down thinking bad thoughts about that policeman. You should put him in his place.
Now, is this guy white that got beat up?
No, he said he's black.
Oh, yeah.
Two cops now, because the same guy, I think they got tape of the same guy getting punched by another cop that was a different cop.
Oh, my God.
So these two guys have now been fired. I think a lot of the cop suckers and bootlickers are finding a hard
time justifying this one.
Well, they're scared, don't you think?
But I was going to put, I was going to post on how, let's not forget that many of the conservatives and GOPs and the bootlickers out there would want each and every one of those people who cell-phoned this assault and battery and road piracy to go to jail.
Absolutely.
For filming a policeman while he's doing his duty, but beating up a Negro.
But aren't we paying him?
Well, I mean, I can
film the fucking cops whenever I fucking want.
And the Supreme Court has reaffirmed that.
Yeah.
Go to our Facebook page if you want to read the whole story. Those cops have been fired. I don't know why they're not in jail. Why are these cops not in jail?
Because they're cops.
The gentleman who was assaulted spent more time in jail than these fucking asshole thugs are going to spend.
It's crazy. It's like you commit a crime, and because of your job, you're untouchable.
Right.
I mean,
and to a certain segment, I don't think it's the majority, God, I hope not, of the population, the cops can do no wrong. Somehow that Negro deserved it, Ryan. That thug. Right. You know he did something earlier in the day.
Yeah.
He committed a crime earlier in the day.
Well, those are your Trump voters and shit that. And hopefully those guys will be fucking dead soon.
Yeah, right.
I mean, really, we've talked about it before. You met people like that.
Sure.
That voted for Trump.
Right.
There's nothing else to do but wait for them to die, because if you even listen to what he said in the campaign, a sane person can't vote for that dude. A sane person can't vote for a president who doesn't see everybody as people. Has all those, you know, bigoted views and says all that racist shit. Grab him by the pussy. Who the fuck would vote for grab him by the fucking pussy?
Well, and the hypocrisy is just is blinding, because this is the family values. You've got you've got your fucking Pat Robertsons and your Jim Bakers and your Rick Wileses and all those assholes who were fighting for suck time the Trumpian schlong.
Right.
And after they learned about grabbing by the pussy, and after this guy is a known philanderer and cheated on two of three, I would be willing to put money on the fact, three of three wives.
Right. But, I mean, and by the way, I mean, it's not a great thing, but we shouldn't really give a shit if a president is a philanderer. Is he doing his fucking job? Is he writing legislation? Blah, 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 blah. Is he working? But it's the party of Republican family values.
Well, yeah. The hypocrisy.
You know, they're legislating from a place of hypocrisy. Right. So we have to call this shit out.
Just like the whole Trump-Russia thing. A whiff of any of this scandal from Hillary's side.
Forget it.
And we would right now, the country would be shut down, because there would be the majority of Congress would be in Hillary hearings right now from 24/7. Nothing else would be getting done.
And the funny thing is, I'm actually hearing people on MSNBC talking about, what are we going to do with North Korea in 3 weeks when they are 3 months or whatever, when they have the technology to lob a nuke at Los Angeles?
Oh, it's going to take 3 months.
That's what fucking Chris Matthews said. I thought, you know,
right.
I could be wrong. Somebody looked that up. What do I know? But
3 months to get out of Dodge. So those are your headlines. The feds are collecting a lot of taxes and still a deficit, blah, blah, blah. Over at the HuffPo or at the Drudge Repo. A picture of those lunatics in the Philippines getting themselves nailed to crosses today. God.
Well, I mean, I don't know. Is it callous for me to say Darwin, or like?
Well, they don't kill them.
Yeah, but
they just suffer for all day.
Is it all day?
I don't know how long they hang there. How long in that 100% historically accurate Bible? How long did Jesus roast out there on the spit? Was 3 hours or something like that? Or
God, I don't know.
How long did it take him to die?
God, I hope he used sunscreen. Or like, you know, maybe he had sunglasses on. I think he's worried about
Thanks for listening, at Celeste Pewter. We have a minute and a half delay from when we talk to when it hits your ear holes out on the internet. So sometimes when you ask a question,
we don't know.
We're 2 minutes ahead and have no idea what to see. She says, you know, they were fired, right? Or did I miss you speaking about it? I'm not exactly sure exactly who we were talking about right now. That
I don't
was
know.
Fired, but at Crab Diving, tweet us during the show.
Oh, yes.
There's just a little bit of a delay.
Right.
It's like old time technology where we have to put together the dots and dashes and then send it back to you. Just the way the software in the cloud works, it takes a moment to get up to the cloud.
That's right.
Jesus
has to fucking process the MP3 and then ejaculate it out of his dick hole. That's his talent.
It is Faithless Friday, ladies and gentlemen. We'll get back to some of the Trumpian shit. I've got so much here to talk about.
Really?
So many clips. First of all, let's get to Alex Jones, who's always
my favorite.
Fucking entertaining. We haven't heard from him in a couple of days.
He's got to be so upset, dude.
Not happy at all.
Oh, I bet.
Well, sad. On his show, he had this other alt-right lunatic, Mike Cernovich.
Yes.
Cernovich is the one who, he's a MRA guy, men's rights advocate.
What a
douche. There's no such thing as date rape, he's said. he's also the guy who allegedly broke the major, or he did break the alleged major story of Susan Rice wanting to unredact those names, Ryan.
Oh, God damn it.
From
Susan
that list.
Rice, the old, she was the NSA or Obama or
yes.
Secretary? Okay.
They hate her. The cops, Celeste Pewter just responded, yes, we did know they were fired.
Oh, right.
Right.
The cops had stomped that dude's face.
Our point was, why are they only fired? Why are they not rotting in jail as we speak?
Let's go fuck them up.
So Alex Jones here, had Mike Cernovich on.
Ooh.
And, you know, Alex has been whining and bitching and moaning about being called fake news, right?
Yes, absolutely.
How dare you call us fake news? And then when people point out, well, you know, Sandy Hook. Then he kind of tap dances back a little, but then he says, all I was doing was sharing news about, well, you know, I mean, there is that video that looks like it's on a loop and it did look like there was a casting call for the kids.
Alex Jones doesn't really tap dance. That's not his thing.
Oh, that's right, Ian.
He's more of a soft shoe kind of guy.
Horse riding, shirtless kind of guy.
Yeah.
him and Cernovich went totally batshit. The scary part is,
are they on together?
Oh yeah, he's in studio. God. This is a big deal. Cernovich is in studio.
Bigger, Alex Jones, who's this Cernovich guy? It's got to be Jones,
physically.
Right? Yeah.
I think both.
They're both equal in right wing nut job power.
Listen to these. Cernovich is big now. Listen to these two idiots.
He's a grower,
but Alex Jones sounds crazier. I know that's going to be hard to believe.
Holy fucking God.
Like Cernovich is talking about a couple of these things, but Alex just spins off. I know you're shocked.
This side of the hill, Obama reportedly spending a month in French Polynesia where there's no criminal extradition to the United States.
The Hill did not say that.
Yes.
The Hill said Obama is spending a month in French Polynesia to work on his memoirs.
Okay.
Alex Jones adds, comma,
yes,
there's no extradition treaty to the United States.
Right.
Now, he's not saying, Ryan,
yes,
that Obama is hiding out because Trump has him on surveilling the people.
Right.
That's what they're saying. That's what he's saying, that Trump is, or Obama is 100% guilty of sicking the GHCQ, the Brits, on Trump Tower and surveilling it. Trump's going to be 100% vindicated. Obama's going to step foot on this soil and be arrested for treason should be. And they're going to go get Hillary and grab her by the cunt and drag her to the jail where she belongs.
So is he pro-Trump or anti-Trump now? Because the other day, it sounded like he was breaking up with Schittler.
He's still pro, but I think he feels that Trump was deluded. And deluded by that.
By what?
J.E.W.
Oh, shit.
We'll get to.
Jared Kushner?
Well, right. Remember, we played Dobenmeier the other day? It was like, basically it's that Jew who's influencing.
Listen, these guys.
Influencing Trump in a negative way.
These dudes are missing the point. Stow your anti-Semitism. That's stupid. You're an idiot. It's racist.
Well, stow your anti-everything, right?
But what they should. They're talking about a couple of rich guys. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Jared Kushner and Trump are in charge of this fucking country. Jared Kushner and Ivanka are worth nearly $1 billion, $740 million
right.
together. They don't give a fuck about us. I don't care what Ivanka says about equal pay and all this other shit. That is lip service. Jared, she is licking your balls.
Jared Kushner worked really hard to inherit that real estate empire, Ryan.
From his fucking dad, who's about to buy a baseball team. Schindler doesn't care either. Fucking relax with the anti-Semitism. It's so fucking stupid.
So listen to these two idiots. I mean, right away, I mean, Alex Jones, he makes it sound like the story in The Hill. He even holds up a printout of it. He's like, this is from The Hill, which is a respected, if slightly conservative-ish, but a respected...
I mean, we post shit from
right,
The Hill.
It's a respected, long-time respected right. media outlet, even if it slightly might lean a little rightish. In go its to, editorial.
Right. Go to facebook.com/crabdiving.
But so Alex, this is how they work. This is how these fraudsters roll. He holds it up. He says, this is from The Hill. Obama's going to be in French Polynesia. right. That's the story.
Okay.
And then he puts the right wing nut job jizz on the ooh. Face of it them to lick off
and stings
and he adds that they don't have a extradition treaty with us as if The Hill is reporting
right
look Obama's hiding in French Polynesia because his black ass is gonna get arrested if he shows up here. There it's twisted propaganda.
It's fucked up.
A month in French Polynesia where there's no criminal extradition to the United States. And that it's funny they just brought that to me because the word is Trump tried to get them to just back off, go into abstentia like Napoleon and just stop it. But they won't stop. They know.
So he's saying, hopefully, the only reason Trump didn't have Obama apparently summarily executed for all of his treason the moment he took office was because Trump was just benevolently allowing him to slither off like Napoleon going to Elba.
Oh, yes.
Oh, we're just going to stick him on an island somewhere. He'll shut up. But now they go into here's Obama's secret government.
Ooh, yes.
Still trying to take over.
Napoleon slithered? I didn't know.
Abstentia like Napoleon and just stop it. But they won't stop. They know the deep state came out in the news. They said they were planning to overthrow Trump. And so little birdies have told me. And then Trump came out on air 2 days ago on Fox Business and said, you know, she's guilty, Hillary, and she should be criminally gone after. So, Cernovich, just briefly, because I want to go to these calls and hear what you have to say.
So, he's putting forth all of these assholes that farted out these opinions, factless opinions.
Yes.
He repeats it, therefore, as fact.
God.
Trump said it. Trump said she should be in jail.
Well, you know, there is something to the fact. There is something evil about repetition. Like the more times people say something, the more times it seems
especially with those idiots.
Fucking real.
You don't even need the repetition with those dummies. All you got to do is say Susan Rice. And they'll believe anything.
They don't give a fuck.
And right now they're showing the headline, Obama reportedly spending a month in Polynesia. They're not showing any of the actual story.
Yeah,
because nowhere in the story does it mention, oh, by the way, French Polynesia doesn't have an extradition treaty, so that's why he's there. Hill says he's working on his memoirs in a tropical fucking paradise.
Absolutely. And guess what? If we're going to talk about ex-presidents in extradition.
Well, right.
I mean, it's Dick Cheney and George Bush. Are they going to travel to Europe anytime soon?
Why hasn't anyone blow-darted Kissinger?
Oh God.
And put a hood over his head and dragged him to The Hague.
And I'm serious when I ask, that guy's alive still? I mean, how fucking old must he be?
Remember dumb Hillary was whipping him out as a that's when they were trying to appeal to the middle the middle Trumpsters. That was a fail.
Lots of fails.
That was a big fail. pissed off a lot of liberals.
VP by candidate, pointing, big fucking fail.
Pointing to Kissinger as, he's my good friend. I know, we were all like, wait, what? Hillary, what the fuck are you doing?
When are we going to, God, that's something that really bothers me. When are we going to get a fucking lib to run for president who's not a fucking moderate?
Well, we got time. We're just right now, they're waiting for, you know, somebody good and charismatic.
Listen,
Booker, but there's some people hate Booker because of that pharma vote that he took. I don't know. I got to look up that one.
No,
but there's a lot of libs. Whenever we post anything about Cory Booker, they lose their minds about the vote that he took for some pharma thing that he voted poorly. But there may be reasons.
But we have time, I guess. I mean, what kind of time does this country have with this lunatic leader?
Obama didn't show up until the primaries.
Nobody Obama wasn't trying to burn the country down before he got his shit together. You know what I mean?
But I mean, you said we need a liberal to come in. I'm just saying, Obama swept the country.
That's true.
I'm just saying it can happen. I'm not, you know.
California might not be there.
We've got a few. We just need to pick a good one.
Right.
Maybe
we have a lot.
Yeah.
There are a lot of good liberals in government. I can think of a ton.
Stuart Smalley.
People like you, God damn it.
I'm good enough. I'm smart enough. Doggone it. People like me. Here's more Alex Jones and Cernovich. It's infuriating.
Yes.
How they spin the news.
No, they're spinners.
It's unbelievable.
On air 2 days ago on Fox Business and said, you know, she's guilty, Hillary, and she should be criminally gone after. So Cernovich, just briefly, because I want to go to these calls and hear what you have to say to the callers, as they've been patient. What are little birdies telling you?
He does that all the time. He jerks off the callers. I mean, the times that drove cross country and listened to like the whole show. He's always like, I got to get to these callers. Everybody's been waiting for Bill in Oklahoma's been waiting for an hour and a half. I'm going to get to him. But, and then he goes on and 14 minutes later, and he still hasn't gotten to Bill.
But
Oklahoma.
Know why? Because that whole show is about driving people to buy Prostagard. Sells all that weird supplements, all the fucking survivalist bullshit he sells.
If you want to be in the great shape he is.
He owns all that shit. Oh, he's getting all that money. I mean, that's why he is a little that's why he pushes the envelope in his batshit craziness. You know what I mean?
Patient. What are little birdies telling you?
I've heard the same thing. And that's another story that there's a lot of stories that I'm sitting on, because some of the stuff that I know and that you know too, we get called conspiracy theorists and lied about all the time, even though our news is reported. So yeah, there's a lot of really.
We get called conspiracy theorists and lied about all the time, even though our news is reported.
Period.
You're reported on because of the batshit stuff that you say.
Yeah, and he cares about that fake news label because, I mean, if all his links are nerfed, say, on Facebook or Reddit, then how does this traffic get to his InfoWars site so people get there to buy his supplements?
And this guy also, the art of implying evil where there's nothing there.
Oh yes, but it could be.
That I know and that
again,
you know
this
too.
Is the guy who it was a big deal that Susan Rice did her job, and which that, by the way, they found out later she didn't. It wasn't her that asked for the redaction of those names,
yes,
or the unredaction of those names.
Right,
she wanted it maybe. She might have said, "Yeah, we should do that," but somebody else ultimately requested it and got it done. And that's when they were like, "Oh, wait a minute, we're sniffing these Russians' holes." And wait, what do we see there? But Carter Page's lip prints.
Oh yeah,
Paul Manafort's finger.
Carter Page is like the funniest character in all this shit because
he's
the best guy to investigate. Just ask him. Just fucking ask the guy.
He is cartoonish.
Are you a spy? Yes.
Are you the idiot they were referring to? Oh yeah, that's me.
Guilty.
But he did Chris Hayes, they play that promo now where Chris Hayes said, look, I'm just trying to get a straight answer out of you. Did you or did you not meet with Sergei Kislyak in Cleveland? or did you meet with him? And yeah, he goes, yeah. Well, I'm not going to say I didn't meet with him.
Good God.
And then he said something. He said, I may have met with him and it could have possibly been in Cleveland. I mean, and they wonder why nobody trusts them.
Yeah, yeah. And it's so amazing, his lie, that they played it on a fucking promo.
Yeah.
It's a soundbite. That is exactly the opposite.
I may have met with him, and it could have possibly been in Cleveland.
Right.
Well, now this Jizz Stain is saying the same thing about, now they've got, the story came out that there was a FISA warrant on him, right? Specifically on him. Which is bad.
Oh, yeah.
It's really bad. The conservatives are saying, well, you know, it's bad either way. And they say either way, meaning it's bad if Carter Page is being investigated for a real reason.
Right.
They don't issue FISA warrants just willy-nilly. That's bad for Trump and for Carter Page. Or yes. It's bad for evil Obama for ordering an illegal surveillance on his political opponent,
which is not what happened. That doesn't make any fucking sense.
Still desperate to spin that lie.
But if there's a FISA warrant on the guy, there's a process for that, right? It wouldn't just Obama. It wouldn't be
court,
Obama.
Right.
I mean, it's not like they're saying that there's a conspiracy to convene a secret court to have this idiot surveilled upon
to bring Trump down.
That's stupid.
It's dumb.
It's dumb, right?
But yeah, it's just, there's no there. They just have no there. But that, yeah, they spin the news. Like, yes. The Cernovich guy put out the true story that the NSA might have wanted the names unblocked out to see who the Russians were talking to. Because they picked up some American citizens, incidentally.
Yes.
Being talked about or talked to.
Right.
And, but then they're implying that Susan Rice leaked it to the world. Said, Mike Flynn! It's Mike Flynn!
Yeah, you can throw that little distraction out there.
Right.
And little seed of truth.
And there's zero evidence.
That's all you fucking need.
Zero evidence. So just her doing her job is enough for these idiots, because they're Susan Rice deranged along with Eric Holder deranged and Obama deranged and Hillary deranged.
Yeah, yeah.
All those derangements, because it was anything Susan Rice related, all you got to do is mention her name and the hounds start circling.
Aren't you sad that Eric Holder's not in government anymore?
He's great.
God,
he's here protecting California.
Best fucking clip, sound bites from that guy.
Stories that I'm sitting on because some of the stuff that I know and that you know too.
This is one of these men's rights activist guys. You know?
God, what a dickhead.
We get called conspiracy theorists and lied about all the time, even though our news is reported. So yeah, there's a lot of really funny business going on with Obama. But if we said it right now on air, we would be so attacked and it wouldn't even be worth it. But
there's a lot of funny business going on with Obama, but if we say it on the air, we're going to be attacked. You mean for libel?
Yes.
For lying? Yes, you're going to be attacked.
You're on a news show.
Produce evidence, not some fuckwad that calls you up and leaves an anonymous tip on your cunt line.
Is that what they call it?
Well, that's what I call them.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, if I was in the studio, I'd be like, hey, Alex, I've been in Cernovich. Don't you talk about Michelle Obama having a penis? Oh, is that coming
up? There's some real shady things going on with Obama right now. And where's Michelle Obama? You know,
I mean, he openly funded the Arab Spring.
Yeah.
They were, think of how ballsy it was 6 years ago with Google and Facebook, and they all went to that big hotel north of London where they had Bilderberg the next year. This was in the news later, and organized the Arab Spring and the overthrow of all these secular governments and blowing up churches. And he actually,
these are the people who are still scraping jizz off of the walls from the Arab Spring.
Imagine.
Right?
You got to scrape it.
It was Arab Spring. They're overthrowing these evil Muslim Muslim regimes. It's great. The conservatives loved it. And now all of a sudden, Obama funded the Arab Spring, overthrowing the elected governments.
How the fuck would he fund the Arab fucking Spring? I mean.
No, he wrote a check. What name? Think of a name.
Yes.
Who funds every evil in the world right now,
George
Ryan?
George Soros,
and
baby.
The overthrow of all these secular governments and blowing up churches, and he actually, his family laundered the money in, and it all came out in court. It's like, you got to actually hand it to him, and he actually tried an Islamic jihad takeover with Merkel, opening the borders, bringing them all in. I hear people like Horowitz say that, 15 years ago. I thought he was crazy.
Well, he was crazy.
Yeah.
But he's saying Obama is instituting a jihad, working with Merkel in Germany to allow all those evil Muslim immigrants, Ryan, the ones that are like 4 years old and escaping the gas in Syria. You know, those evil suicide bomber types like
Gosh, Alex, we've got to be so brave to stand up to these sick children being chased by fucking ISIS.
Yeah, these brave white men here are accusing Obama of trying to spread jihad because he and Merkel thought, well, maybe we should be kind to some to some refugees.
You know, man, that Syrian refugee issue we have in this country, and it's steeped in so much gross fucking
black
racism.
Stain on our history.
It is. You know that Niagara Falls thing? Niagara Falls. Slowly I turn, inch by inch. That's my Niagara Falls. That makes me nuts. I mean, we're talking about fucking kids,
it's
dude.
Heinous,
I mean, children being chased by ISIS. It takes the smallest amount of empathy to understand that they don't need to be vetted. Really, honestly, talking about kids, get them over here. Get them away from ISIS. Then vet them.
Yeah.
Why are we such pussies? You're scared of a child who needs help? Oh, my God. Grow a pair of balls.
There was a Republican on a week or two ago asked that question. He said, well, you know, I mean, it's naive to think that these kids don't come with parents.
What the fuck?
Well, of course, because then every parent that shows up is a terrorist, Ryan. Of course. What's wrong with you?
It's naive to think that these kids don't come with parents.
Right.
They might not come with parents.
And some of them are males, Ryan.
Their parents might be fucking dead. they might be fucking dead, and it's a good, you know.
Well, and it's a lie.
Yeah.
And it's a lie. Or of the hundreds and hundreds of thousands of immigrants, they'll find one that got a parking ticket and say, look, see, Obama let a criminal in. Or they'll commit a horrible crime, a murder or something. But if you look at the percentage of immigrants, legal and otherwise, that commit crimes is lower than the general population. Because guess what? They don't want to get caught and deported. So the vast majority of illegal people here illegally who just want to make money and just want to
want to fucking be here.
They don't want to commit a crime. So it's a lower percentage of the population. Yet the dummies like these two are out spewing that everybody from a different country is out to fuck your daughter and turn your son gay.
And what if the shoe was on the fucking other foot? What if you needed their help? What if, I mean, It is fucking mind-boggling. Heinous. And you look at all those fucking pictures, and listen, when these people, when they make it out of Syria, and they're in these, refugee camps?
Horrible.
Dude, you see a bunch of people, and generally, they have one plastic bag in these pictures. One fucking plastic bag with everything What's they left? Fucking own. Yeah. How are they a threat? God. And you know, I saw this one kid. It's so heartbreaking. The only thing he has is a little fucking stuffed animal. Ugh. Shit, man. I almost wish Jesus existed so he could come back to this fucking planet and start smiting motherfuckers.
Fry these fuckers. And you know, these two assholes here, these two hypocrites.
Yeah.
You know their asses are in church every Sunday.
Oh, yes.
We love Jesus. We love the Lord.
Jesus would vaporize you like that. He wouldn't even consider you.
Jesus would totally turn those little kids away.
Jesus would fuck you
right,
up.
Right?
He would fuck them up. He would fuck the GOP up.
This gets even crazier.
Jihad takeover with Merkel, opening the borders, bringing them all in. I hear people like Horowitz say that, 15 years ago, I thought he was crazy.
And he's completely abandoned his daughter, who's making her rounds to the New York party scene.
And shaking her ass on TV, yeah.
And
he's talking about Malia.
Shaking her
ass
on TV.
He's abandoned her daughter, who is out now, who I believe is 18, and she's doing a gap year. And she's doing an internship with, I think, Harvey Weinstein Company or something for a year, and then she's going to go to college, like Harvard or something.
Yeah. And she's an adult.
Right.
You can do whatever the fuck you want, Alex.
She's out there shaking
her ass. What the fuck was he do? What was he doing when he was 18?
Oh, I mean, Jesus Christ.
God.
I was going to say...
shaking her ass.
I was going to say pounds of coke, but I think that's now.
Like Horowitz say that, you know, 15 years ago, I thought he was crazy.
And he's completely abandoned his daughter, who's making her rounds to the New York party scene.
And shaking her ass on TV, yeah.
And the drugs and everything. Like, remember when Jenna Bush went out and drank a little bit of beer, I think actually in Austin, Texas.
The end of the world. Story.
Yeah, but, you know, Obama's basically an absentee father.
Didn't Jenna Bush get a DUI? Yeah. It wasn't she went out and drank a little beer?
Yeah, there was. I just thought of the same thing. There was some story like that. Gosh, I didn't know Obama was an absentee father. Shit.
A lot of sad things going on there.
The word is those aren't even his kids.
There you go.
I thought that too. What?
The word is those aren't even his kids.
What he said.
Alex Jones just drops that one in there. Well, how could they be?
Whose kids are
how
they?
How could that transgender have produced kids from an inverted penis vagina? Oh, wait, it's not because she's still got a bulge.
Right.
According to Alex Jones.
Good God.
These people are sick fucks. Sad little, tiny, insecure little men.
You know, Alex Jones, I kind of believe that this guy he's not a believer. I don't think he buys his bullshit. I think this guy is trying to sell his Prostagard. Do we know how much he makes off that shit? I mean, he could be an insane amount of money.
Maybe.
I mean, he's selling those, filtration, water bullshit. Kits.
Safes. Home safes.
Oh, my God.
Right?
How do you...
gun safes.
How do you make money selling gun safes? I mean, to ship that fucking thing. A safe?
Yeah, you make a ton on shipping alone.
Right.
Net worth estimated $5 million, which is a lot less than I figured. It's probably more now.
It's a lot. $5 million's a lot,
after the Trump
bump.
Yeah. In Texas.
The guy lives in Texas.
In Texas, yeah.
In the middle of nowhere.
He's, king.
Band. A lot of sad things going on there.
The word is those aren't even his kids.
I've heard that too.
I've heard that too. Therefore, you know what, Ryan? I've heard that sheeps give great blowjobs.
Oh, I've heard that too. Well, listen, I don't know. That's not a great analogy.
If you
comparison.
Have a small penis,
I think it's easier to prove that sheeps give great blowjobs,
right? Than any of the shit these guys come out.
That's also objective.
We don't advocate.
Thing. You can't say what is great. What is a great blowjob? That's objective. Not subjective, right?
Yes.
Gotta get those fucked up all the time. I went to school in Georgia, so.
Yeah, I get that.
We don't know nothing.
Getting it screwed up right now.
Yeah. But I mean, it's more possible that a sheep could give a great blowjob than, those aren't Obama's fucking children.
Bestiality, it's not good. Don't have sex when you got wood with a box turtle.
Hey, by the way, that's my youngest brother composed that song. If anybody needs
shout out
a drummer, hey, listen, you live in the South, you want a drummer for a band or whatever, he's a great drummer, jazz drummer.
he is.
Send me
and a composer.
Oh yeah,
apparently.
Yeah.
Very good talented
teacher,
composer.
Send me a note, Ryan at Crab Diving. we'll take a cut. I'm just kidding.
Look at you pimping out your brother.
Oh, yes. Get on the corner, boy.
I think we got a few seconds left of these two assholes. I heard they're not even his kids.
Can you believe that?
The word is. Word is. And the other one. Oh, I heard that too. Oh, yeah, I totally heard that.
Whose kids are they? Then where did they fucking come from, man?
I don't know.
God.
You know what, Ryan? I heard that Alex Jones is transitioning.
Oh, yes?
To become.
Oh, I heard that, too.
Right, to become a man.
Right.
That, too, but.
It's these people are total cutouts.
Well, they're manufactured because that is why the deep state wanted him in. That's why they wanted Mitt Romney. And that's why they freaked out so badly about Trump is. And we talked about
this. Notice he's staying out of the U.S. right as they move to try to overthrow Trump.
Right, exactly.
You notice Obama is staying out of the U.S. right as they move to try to overthrow Trump. The deep state.
Oh, yeah. God. That's insane.
Because they believe the deep state is the FBI
is,
and everything who's trying to investigate the Trump Russia connection.
Is the deep state, is that a term that is thrown around a shit ton by these guys?
That's their big one now. Yeah. Yeah. It's Obama's, it's the big black dick of Obama.
Oh yeah.
Still balls deep
in the state,
in the government. So right. That's why they're like, well, why don't you get rid of all these people? Why didn't you fire all these people? Well, you can't.
Don't you think if Obama, God damn it, I almost wish that.
It's not how it works.
I wish that was a thing. Don't you wish a deep state existed and Obama technically was still in charge? In charge, you know? I mean, things might be a little better. I don't think Obama has anything to do with the shitstorm that we're experiencing right now.
Deep state.
God, if he's pulling the strings, please stop. It's
deep state.
I mean,
this one, thanks for joining us this Faithless Friday, ladies and gentlemen and others.
Danke.
We appreciate you hanging out. Don't forget, if you want to help us out here at Screaming Liberal Media, you can help us out by buying shit through our Amazon hole.
Oh, hell yeah.
Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Bookmark that shit.
Buy all your survivalist needs, water filtration systems.
Hey, whatever you need.
Blah, 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 blah.
We get a little taste, a little nibble. It doesn't cost you anything extra.
Should we buy iodine pills?
Fuck all, one would say. What?
Fuck all. Should we buy iodine pills for the impending nuclear holocaust?
No.
Whatever. Why? Let me take my iodine while my skin falls off my skeleton. Yeah. Who cares?
Speaking of... God, which one do I play? I just don't. There's so many clips here. Let's get this one really quick. This isn't even a clip, but this is taxpayer money at work.
Yay.
In the sovereign state of Kentucky.
Lucky boy.
This week, the Kentucky Senate and House.
Yes.
Overwhelmingly approved resolutions requiring all dated documents to include the words "in the year of our Lord," and we're not joking around.
The year of our Lord. It's fun to say. I will say that. God, what it's fun to say.
Is happening? It's 2017.
We're
and
stuck.
these terrifying Christo fucks.
Do you want me to explain
of Kentucky are trying to make us say "in the year of our Lord."
Let me explain it to you. We've been taken over by a group of crazy fuck sticks.
I mean, how I almost said something stupid.
What?
I almost said I wish I lived in Kentucky. But I mean,
it's beautiful there.
I would declare null and void any document that says this on it,
right?
Because I'm an atheist. How does this document represent my government in any capacity?
Well, I'm a Satanist.
That is not supposed to be. Well, that's right. I forgot.
The year of the devil.
I forgot. I'm a member of the Satanic Temple, too.
The year of Beelzebub.
And an ordained dudist.
Oh, what about this? I'm a John Stamoist. That's my religion. I worship John Stamos. From General Hospital.
Sure.
He's a drummer for the Beach Boys way back when.
Plus
and was also
on Full House. I think
I hate that show.
More famously known
And actually, John Stamos is a really good stage actor. He played the MC in Cabaret, didn't
he's
he?
Talented.
On Broadway, yes. Yeah. He's my God. I worship him. In the year of John Stamos.
Well, right. How ridiculous.
Who gives a fuck?
What sad little babies these people are. I mean, really. And it's a fuck you to us.
Yeah.
This is an open fuck you.
Absolutely.
To anyone that is not a Christian.
And see, that is the point, right? That the point is not that they want to be closer to their God.
Absolutely.
They want their values to reflect more of what's taught in the fucking Bible. This is the party of go fuck yourself.
Right.
Suck my dick. And by the way, praise Jesus. The year of our Lord.
Absolutely. It's 2017.
Yeah. And by the way, that's not going to go anywhere, right? If that happens, then what happens? They'll get sued.
Yeah. And
then the state has to pay for the lawsuit, the taxpayers.
They might find some horrible Republican courts that say, that throw it out, and then they'll appeal, and then maybe they'll find somebody that's sane that says,
yes.
Well, you know, you probably shouldn't do that these days. We're trying to, be more inclusive. And then the Christo loons of Kentucky will say, fuck you. And they'll take it to the Supreme Court, and guess where we're at right now? Gorsuch.
Oh, my God.
Gorsuch will vote to tattoo in the year of our Lord on every person born in this country.
I wouldn't
Christo fuck.
I want it barcoded on my sack. Listen, we say this all the fucking time on this show. Why are they doing these pointless legislations? They're just going to get thrown out by SCOTUS, but not really.
Right.
Not anymore. God, we're in a different fucking time.
China is warning of war at any moment.
Right. Hey, bring it on. The sooner I get blown up, the sooner I get to see Jesus or whatever. Whatever happens. Do I get to see Jesus if I die and my soul goes up to heaven or what happens?
Well, not you.
Oh, please. No.
You're roasting in hell, man.
No. Right before the blast hits, I say, Jesus, forgive me all. Yeah,
you've
for all
been
the
nice
bad
to
shit.
Gay people and stuff.
Yeah,
how
but
dare
I can,
you?
I can take that back right before the blast and I'll be
true.
Fine.
I forgot about that. Extra get out of hell free card.
Listen,
as a Christian, you can do whatever the hell you want and allegedly repent.
Let me tell you something. If St. Peter says I can't get into heaven, I'm going to say, listen, motherfucker, I see Jim Baker
you
over there.
You think Peter works the gate himself?
Absolutely.
I mean, don't you think he's high enough up there that you think he's like the bouncer at heaven?
They outsource it.
Oh, sure.
To Halliburton.
Right. Yeah, Blackwater.
Blackwater bought heaven. Oh, fuck.
Well, American heaven.
Right.
There you go.
Hey, George.
American Christian heaven, it is.
George Soros, if you're listening, could you buy heaven and make it really cool before we get up there?
So, fuck Kentucky. Seriously.
Yeah, fuck you guys.
In all your Christian holes, because
I got relatives
how dare
living
you,
there.
How dare you really say fuck you to those who don't follow your religious myths. I mean, this country
also,
is a country of multiple religions. Everybody's welcome. This shit tells people you're not welcome.
And also, dude, there are lots of people that believe in the Jesus and whatever that don't want that shit on their public documents. You know what I mean?
I wouldn't, if I was, does that mean if I went and got a business license?
Yes.
In Kentucky, if I went and got a marriage license, a straight marriage license in Kentucky?
Right. It
regardless,
would say in the year of our Lord.
I wonder if the gay marriage licenses say in the year of our Lord. I'll bet they leave that off.
Oh, I bet they
the
do, too.
The gay marriage one.
God.
Those assholes. I'll bet they do.
Oh, you guys. You're so fucking weird with the shit that you want to get done and what you're... How is that servicing the people, you fuckheads? Increase the minimum wage.
But seriously,
fix Obamacare.
That's what I mean. I might sue. If we were relocating crab diving... Universe forbid to Kentucky.
Yes. What's the rent?
And we're opening a business.
Yes.
And getting a business license in Kentucky. And they insisted on in the year of our Lord being stamped on it. I would sue. Seriously.
Well,
I would be stupid. That asshole that Pat Robertson's going to talk about.
Right.
Some evil atheist losing his mind trying to take God out of the country in Kentucky just because some piece of paper says in the year of our Lord, which John Adams used to sign his letters in the year of our Lord.
God. I tell you what, man, you live in that country and you're making minimum wage in Kentucky, and then you turn on the news, you're like,
minimum
look
wage.
What this guy's doing.
Minimum wage in Kentucky, you're a king.
No, yeah.
Right.
No, you're not. Not minimum wage in Kentucky.
Minimum
right?
wage nowhere.
Yeah,
well, Bernie Sanders had a quote recently that there's now no states in the union that a person working full time on minimum wage can afford a one bedroom apartment.
Yeah.
On that.
And that is
full time.
Right. God, I got friends in Florida. They work at fucking Walmart and everybody
and
has four jobs.
At if you've ever worked retail, if you've ever worked a job like that, they're miserable, horrible, soul-sucking jobs and hard work sometimes.
Yeah, yeah.
If you're, I was a dishwasher for a summer. Oh, and there was a guy, an older guy, who was a lifer.
Oh my God.
Not a lot was bestowed upon his brain matter. Let's put it that way. But a nice, sweet guy.
Yeah.
Who's pinnacle. In society is as a hardworking dishwasher, which I have no fucking problem with. That guy should be able to raise a family.
Absolutely.
On his dishwashing wages.
You know, and I think about this a lot. We have this fucked up thing in America where what you do for money to pay the rent, to put food in your gullet, defines you. And that shouldn't be.
Sad.
It shouldn't fucking be.
Yeah.
I mean, why do we consider that guy a dishwasher or this guy an air traffic controller? I mean, don't they have other passions? Don't they do other fucking things?
Well, work to live versus live to work. And
we want to work to die.
And well, yeah, it's capitalism. When you die,
nobody can afford to bury it.
Welcome to capitalism.
It's crap. It's amazing. As we practice people it. Aren't like fucking
that's why
marching
we want
the-
more socialism.
Oh, yeah.
God. I mean, it is crazy that people are working their asses off, working harder, working longer for less. And the corporate profits have never been higher. There's your stat.
And we're fucked by this nationalism crap, right? Because well, to
yeah,
me,
yeah.
If there was a guy running for president and he said, listen, we're kind of fucked right now. We are. Why is our infant mortality rate so high? Why is,
and going higher.
Yeah. Why are people not making enough money? Why are we so fucking unhappy? I'm hiring the guy, the best guy that they have in Sweden or Norway or whoever. Who gives a fuck?
But these guys are saying we're unhappy because there's gay guys porking each other in the ass.
We're unhappy because of what you just said. I mean, if you don't have any money to exist,
well, right,
you're fucked.
And like I've said before, I think those dummies wouldn't care about gay marriage.
Yeah.
If they were actually living the American dream, if things were like in the 50s when you could pump gas for a living.
Right.
And have a house and a car and put kids in school.
And you should be able to do that.
Right.
What the fuck is wrong with us for like...
It's a demonization of actual hard work because we've turned into... The movie Wall Street, it's flip-flopped. Greed is good. Greed is good. And if you can be Trump, Trump is a hero to some of these people. Trump is a hero to many of these people.
You know, man, I remember.
Simply because he failed upward and was handed a $200 million empire in the 70s. And I think it's hard for anyone to lose $200 million empire.
It's like that movie Brewster's Million. What, Richard Pryor had to spend X amount of dollars,
right? And turned out
he couldn't do it.
It ain't that easy. But yeah, I don't understand it at all. And Jared, and why are these people suddenly? Let me put it this way: why does a segment of society think that those people are better than them?
Right. I don't know.
Why are there people looking at Trump and being like, oh, he's so much better than me.
Robin
Leach,
man.
He's so much smarter.
Robin Leach.
He's so much stronger. He's probably got big watermelon-sized balls.
Well, you watch these shows. I mean, we fucking demonize the poor, and then these rich people, we fucking worship them. Yeah, like MTV Cribs. We watch these idiots who happen to write a good song. We look at their fucking apartments and their beautiful house, and we're like, oh, we want that. We want that. Why do you want that? Why do you want the big fucking mansion? In the penthouse.
Yeah.
Why do we need that?
You're trying to make other people look beneath you.
So materialistic.
Well, right. It's I'm better than you. Look at how much better of a human I am. I've got big, giant stuff.
Yeah. God. You know, you brought
up... And then you pass it on to your kids, which makes no sense. There's zero reason...
Why are they rewarded?
...that Trump is in our lives. His father, arguably... slumlorded his way to a fortune and built himself from nothing. Okay, we'll give him that. Sam Walton, same deal. 2-3 generations down, we've got fucking Waltons making decisions that affect the largest employer in the United States of America, and they're known for employee wage theft.
Yes.
Not wanting to pay anything more than minimum wage.
And they're heartless.
Well, right.
And they're fucking, I mean, they're...
Why do these cunts have any say over our society? Where did I vote for any of the Waltons? That the current Waltons?
I don't know. And I tell you, my friends, you know, my hometown in Gulf Breeze, Florida, that Walmart, God, we talk about this all the time. That Walmart moves in and decimates the fucking town. All these small businesses, they don't exist anymore.
Right.
Because there's a fucking there's even a lawyer's, there's lawyer services offered by Walmart.
Sure.
Abortions. Get your haircut there. Abortions there are not.
There is.
Is it really?
Sure.
Man. By the way, you brought up Jared.
Kushner or Subway Jared?
Good point, because who do you think's hated more?
Probably Subway. I mean, I would hope Subway Jared.
Well,
Jared Kushner's a little on the lonesome side, but I would hope he hasn't fucked kids.
We should poll the audience. Who's worse?
I'm not polling anybody.
Jared.
Safe sex only.
They both suck. They both fucking suck.
God, I got to. I guess
I didn't vote for Jared Kushner. Did you vote for Jared Kushner?
Well, no, but.
What do you mean?
Well, we've talked about this before. If the Trumpanzees right now are losing their minds.
Yes.
The hardcore Trumpanzees, the Bannonites and those guys are losing their minds because of the influence this evil JEW has over the president. And this Democrat globalist is pulling the president away from his righteous base, who thinks that any day now they're going to legalize shooting brown people. Right?
Right. Absolutely. Yeah.
They're losing their minds that the president is now moderating himself a little bit. And some of that is being attributed to the Bannon wing losing to the Kushnerites.
Right. The Kushnerites.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off, but my thought about Jared is like, my problem with him is he's just, this is ageist. Guy's 35, dude.
That's ageist.
It is. Doesn't it bother you? Look at me.
But
look
at me. I'm no. No, it doesn't bother
me. Avert your eyes.
If he's pulling Trump away from.
Dude, he's 35
I don't care.
Years old.
I don't care. I don't care. If his advice is causing our batshit lunatic in the White House with his tiny little sausage orange fingers on the button.
I was like, is it going to be fingers or dick? He's got his dick on the button. You know,
his dick has ever been on the button.
I tell you what, you know.
Ask any woman that's been with him. He's never found the button.
Funny. You know, if Lyndon B. Johnson had been around during Snapchat or whatever.
Oh, Christ.
Fucking iPhones. You know he would take a picture with Jumbo.
90% of our presidents would have been removed from office.
Hey, I'm going to take out my dick and put it on the nuclear football button. Hilarious. That'd be his Instagram profile pic. Johnson, my dick on the button. I'm hilarious.
And in fact, here... we haven't heard from this guy in 5 or 10 minutes.
Yes.
Rick Wiles. Here's an example. Strap in, Ryan.
Yes.
Rick Wiles has gone anti-Trump. He lost Rick Wiles. Rick Wiles couldn't have been more effusive and ball licking of Trump recently.
Yes.
Even coming up with that imagery, you know, this prophetic imagery.
I forgot about that.
Oh, he's part of the prophets. It's been prophesied. Oh, blah, blah, blah.
He called him Zeus.
And now this guy is no longer happy.
Yes.
Because of the airstrikes against Syria.
You're right.
This is Rick Wiles on his True News program.
No shit.
His End Times program,
God
True
damn.
News. Christo Loon, Rick Wiles. Unhappy.
London's Express newspaper reported Saturday that Ivanka Trump Kushner.
You know, did you smell a little venom?
He's winding up.
In that Kushner. No. Ivanka Trump Kushner.
Is this anti-Semitism?
Oh, yeah.
Damn, what is wrong with these guys?
Yeah.
Come on.
And again, I
grow up.
Again, it's just the neck snapping hypocrisy of Israel can do no wrong, but, well, we don't like Jews.
In America.
Right. Well, anywhere.
Oh, yeah. Except Israel.
Well, right. Kind of.
I don't...
They just want Israel as a political entity to reunite Jerusalem, reunite Jerusalem and have
Jerusalem
the, and have the new temple, whatever the fuck, Bolshevikus 69 predicts is going to bring about the, again, the loins of the Lord opening and sending forth his son. This time, not to get nailed to a cross, but this time to do some fucking smiting.
Ooh. Now you're talking.
Right.
That's what I'm into.
Nothing turns on a conservative more.
Get out my ball gag.
So yeah, listen to the way he even says, Ivanka Trump Kushner.
Ooh. So stupid.
London's Express newspaper reported Saturday that Ivanka Trump Kushner, President Trump's daughter, was the person who persuaded him to bomb Syria. Her husband, Jared, is the wealthy man, at age 36, representing the cabal, the deep state cabal in the White House. Mr. Kushner's real estate ventures have received...
Deep state, so representing the deep state cabal. So he thinks that Jared Kushner is a secret Jew bomb left by Obama.
Hold on a second. I have another question about this deep state shit. So amongst all these right-wing nut job loons, right, they all use the term deep state.
It's one
is
of their
correct?
Favorites now, yeah.
So is the deep state the Jewish people secretly running the globe, or is it Obama?
Yes.
It's both. Okay.
Sure. Obama was a puppet of the globalist...
Is Obama a globalist?
Can't you? Oh, fuck. Yeah. Can't you hear?
I thought globalist just meant a Jewish person for these guys.
Can't you? Well, yeah, ultimately.
But Obama's black.
Or you want to usher in a one world government. And Obama was, of course, seeking to usher in a one world caliphate for the Muslim Brotherhood.
I have the dumbest fucking question on the planet. Are there black Jewish people?
Yes. Sammy Davis Jr.
Was he Jewish?
Sure. Converted.
Okay.
I believe.
Because you could just convert into Judaism. Well, Ivanka did, right?
So. Sure, yeah.
Okay. Noted.
You have to kill 7 people.
Oh, do you really?
Yeah. And suck the dick off a baby.
Oh, geez. Why do you kill 7 people? it's just part of it, right?
Part of being a Jew.
Hey, don't
ask. You know the Jews are evil. Don't ask.
Welcome to the globalist society.
Of course, we're making jokes here.
Yeah, we're joking. We make fun of all religions equally.
Rick Wiles continues talking about Ivanka.
Ooh.
And you can just hear him struggling through every word to not say Jew. I mean, is it just me?
Yeah.
Can you hear him being like, Jared Kushner is the wealthy cabal.
Come on, you can say it.
Right?
Just say it. Yeah, you know what? That's
bouncing around in his head.
Just say it, you fucking.
Man, at age 36, representing the cabal, the deep state cabal in the White House. Mr. Kushner's real estate ventures have received generous funding in the hundreds of millions of dollars from entities financed by George Soros.
There we go.
Entities financed by George fucking Soros. I mean, it's like they don't even have to explain anything. They just say George Soros.
Right.
His closest associates are Goldman Sachs bankers.
Uh-oh.
Oh, shit.
You know what bankers means.
Oh, yes.
Well, there's a little bit more to the story of Jared and Ivanka Trump Kushner. Jared is an Orthodox Jew. Ivanka Trump converted to Judaism so she could marry Jared. They are both followers of the Jewish sect Chabad Lubavitch.
It's Chabad,
what
by the way.
What does that mean? What are they...
I don't know. It's the version of Judaism that they follow. They're Orthodox Jews.
God,
Chabad Lubavitch.
You know, and I'm not
Chabad.
Right. And I'm saying this in the spirit of making fun of all religions, but Jesus, I mean, how can everyone have such a specific, like, how do you, not everybody believes in the same shit that's in the sky, right? There's all kinds of nuances and different whatever.
Right.
But everybody thinks that their particular brand of bullshit is correct.
Sure.
How can you square that in your mind?
Because
why?
Because
it's nuts.
That's why everyone's God is remarkably created in their own image.
Yeah, yeah.
In many cases.
Right. It's bananas.
The
members of the Jewish sect Chabad Lubavitch. Both Jared and Ivanka revere the late Rabbi Menachem Mendel Schneerson. The rabbi died in 1994, considered to be one of the most influential Jewish persons of the last 100 years.
Okay.
He knows more about Jewish people than Jewish people.
He's reading.
Is he reading it? Is he reading Wikipedia? Reading. He didn't know this.
You can't read. Menachem. Menachem.
Orthodox Jews think he was and is the Messiah. In fact, many of them are waiting on him to come out of the grave and be the Messiah.
I don't know that that's true.
Who is him?
This Jewish rabbi that died.
Why?
Apparently, you know, it's probably a case of there's a couple of loonies that are way into that rabbi that died, and they've decided that he was so cool, he might be the Messiah. And now, of course, to Rick Wiles, there's a lot of them that are waiting for this guy to come back out of the ground.
What's wrong?
And Ivanka and Jared. This is their
so
bullshit.
He's making the case that Ivanka and Jared don't believe in Jesus.
He's making time. Well, they don't because they're Jews. But
but they believe Jesus existed.
He was a prophet. Yeah.
Okay. It's the same bullshit.
But he's doing that right wing bullshit thing again of taking a truth.
Yes.
And
extrapolating
a pile of shit lies and just tying a string to the two of them.
Is that conflation?
Sure.
Yep, and he said Chabad. Isn't that bread?
Chabad.
Ciabatta. Ciabatta bread. What is that? What is ciabatta bread?
It's
that
like an Italian bread, isn't it?
It's not Jewish?
I don't think so.
Am I eating Jewish bread? God. Ciabatta.
This is who Jared and Ivanka Trump Kushner revere.
Mentally ill Ivanka.
Well, he's hitting to the pauses every time he says something Jewy.
Yeah.
He hits a pause.
Oh, yeah.
He pauses to let that sink into his loonies. That
milk it.
To remind them that it's the JEWS that are taking on that are the deep state.
You know what? We need to take a page out of his book. We need to milk it more. Milky, milky, milky.
Ew.
Yeah.
I'm gonna milk Rick Wiles.
Oh yes.
Gross. Jeez.
On the Saturday night before the election, Jared and Ivanka Trump Kushner visited the grave site of Rabbi Schneerson.
Oh.
How does he know?
Supposedly to seek the dead.
I'll bet they Did fucked they? And they sacrificed a goat right there.
Yes.
Dead rabbi's messianic blessings on Donald Trump's election victory. Ivanka credited the dead rabbi for protecting her father when the man attempted to assassinate him. Remember the night when they rushed him off the stage? I believe that they were there at the gravesite when that happened.
So, obviously, Ryan.
Yes.
Those two JEWS getting naked and sacrificing a goat on and fucking each other.
Yeah.
On the grave of that messianic rabbi of theirs caused a ripple in the universe. And that is when that guy went nuts at that rally and tried to charge the stage
at
Trump.
Fucking
this
God.
This is where Rick Wiles is going with this.
Oh, God. I mean, this is nuts.
At some point, this goes on forever.
I'm supposed to believe that.
But at some point,
Ivanka and Jared Kushner Trump went to some grave of some rabbi and did a hoogity boogity thing.
I embellished. They went to the grave.
Okay. But still, that's weird.
Well, but that's their thing. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I mean, what difference does it make? I mean, God, the Christians believe Jesus is going to come out of the grave.
Today's a big day for Christians, man.
Is today the day Jesus was crucified or the day he came out of that fucking earth?
No, that's Sunday.
Are you sure?
Sure.
I'm kidding. You went to Catholic school, I'm sure that's... Just as Jesus was nailed to the cross, those facts were nailed in your fucking skull. I have no doubt.
The at some point here, this goes on for minutes and minutes, and I don't know exactly at what point he says this, but at some point he says that Ivanka Trump is, quote, an evil woman whispering evil things in the ear of her father. Let me see. Maybe it's near the end.
She's evil, but he still likes Trump. He's just worried. Rick Wilde.
But it's like a sci-fi movie.
It is. I agree.
We have a reality show host in the White House.
Right. Now, remember, he's anti-Trump now, though. Now, I forgot. Yeah, yeah.
Wait, he's anti-Trump.
Now.
God, these guys, we need a fucking flow chart.
He's anti-Trump now because Trump bombed Syria, which really he
Kate.
Which he kind of didn't. I mean, Kate. He technically did, but he warned them to clear out ahead of time.
Reality. This is reality.
It's not.
But it's like reality.
It's a talking snake.
It's confusing.
Handed an apple to a woman.
Don't.
It's reality.
I think, I honestly think it might be worth getting a flow chart to find out which right wing nut job is going to.
It's hard. You need a spreadsheet or something.
They're
database.
All going to start hating Trump.
By movie. We have a reality show host in the White House acting out a reality show in real time.
I agree.
Bombing a nation for no reason other than his daughter whispered into his ear.
I agree.
Yeah.
Here we go. Here's the broken clock.
Right.
Right. Twice a day again.
Well, and to be fair, Rick, I mean, a lot of the country, the majority of the country didn't want this.
Well, right.
They voted to have it go the other way.
Yeah.
People like Rick Wilds made this shit happen in Russia. You know, whatever.
I mean, I agree with Rick here. I'm happy if they influence him in a liberal way, in a moderate way.
Yes.
Or in a don't fuck things up horribly way.
Oh, yes.
I'm happy for that.
That would be awesome.
But on the other level, nobody voted for Ivanka. Nobody voted for Jared.
Fuck no.
Daddy, please bomb them.
Oh, my God.
I got to
that is a fucking drop.
It's Ivanka and Jared who are cleaning out the White House. They are the power center. They got rid of General Flynn. They're getting rid of Steve Bannon. They're cleaning out the White House to surround President Trump with their Kabbalah practitioners.
They're Kabbalah practitioners.
They pray to ciabatta bread.
Well, you know what Kabbalah is?
I know what a cabal is. What's a Kabbalah?
It's Judaism. That's the same thing that Madonna does. That same kind of Judaism that she does, where she believes in. They believe in like magic and shit.
So irritating.
I don't think
cabal
Kushners are Kabbalah.
A cabal is like a group of people.
An evil cabal.
Meaning like a group of people all united in some weird ass fucking
It has
mission,
a negative
right?
connotation, yes.
But he's saying a Kabbalah, which is...
Kabbalah is a form of Judaism.
Oh, okay.
Kind of, I think, new wavy, where they also believe in magic and shit
you know
something.
Awesome?
I don't know that much about it. We should do a Kabbalah profile one day. But that's what Madonna is.
You brought up Madonna. It's like so fucking funny.
So
you
that's
know,
all you got to say.
That idiot, A-Rod, Alex Rodriguez, he played baseball for a while. One of the best players in history.
Can
whatever.
You imagine the A-Rod Madonna conversations?
Well, yeah. He
went on.
He was into that shit with her. Mm. Like they would go to, they were dating and they would go to these fucking ceremonies and he would be into it.
Two morons.
That fucking guy doesn't know what he's doing. No, I listen.
Not
I don't
that
know about,
she's a moron.
I don't
mean,
think
I
Madonna's.
Think it's crazy that she's, I think she's a brilliant entertainer and businesswoman, but.
A-Rod's an idiot.
The
A-Rod's
whole Kabbalah
an idiot.
Thing, I think, is crazy.
A-Rod's famous because he has some ability to look at a ball and hit it a long fucking way. And
I think she's an asshole.
Madonna?
Oh, I've heard she's
is she bad?
Really a horrible person to work for and stuff like that. But I don't, you know,
sometimes
I can acknowledge her talent
that.
And her...
that conal-shaped over-the-shoulder boulder holder a little too tight.
They're cleaning out the White House to surround President Trump with their Kabbalah practitioners.
Jews.
So, to convert
Jews. He just used a direct synonym for Jews. So he, imagine him saying,
yes,
they're cleaning out the White House to surround Trump with Jews. How would that sound?
Well,
and this is what this guy just said. It's exactly
based on
what
that,
he said.
I have a question. Yeah. Help me with this. Because he's worried about the White House being cleaned out. But, you know, to me, I think Ivanka and Jared probably have jobs because Schindler had the hiring freeze, right? And all these positions and posts that they aren't being filled.
Well, he's even said at times that they don't want to fill some of them.
Yeah, and then fucking what's his
but
face
then yesterday,
got fired.
But then 2 days ago, he said he whined about the Democrats obstructing, and then he can't get. I've got hundreds of people that they won't approve, and that's an utter lie.
That's bullshit.
It's a lie. There's like 50 that are in the process, and there are hundreds that have never had anybody submitted for.
And they're dragging
their
feet.
They haven't started the process. So it's a lie when he says the Democrats are obstructing everything. That's why he can't fill these seats.
It's all bullshit. Jared and Ivanka, I mean, they got jobs because what else? Who else is going to work at the store?
They got jobs because Trump blew a load in Ivana Trump.
Oh, God.
Oh, that's why they've got jobs.
Yes. You know what?
And the only advice he's going to get will be from people who are evil. And the church is letting this happen.
Whoa.
London's Express newspaper.
Wait a second. What is the church supposed to...
Well, they're
the
letting
church,
it happen?
The meaning? Church is letting this happen. What does that mean?
What's the church? The Protestant church?
I guess. Oh, yeah, not the... Catholics, of course.
I mean, is he upset?
Certainly not the Catholic.
The Shabbat Church is letting
you?
Ivanka and Jared do all this shit.
But you notice he said he then went to evil people.
Oh yeah,
Ivanka and Jared want to surround Trump with Jews, which are evil people.
Dude,
there you go.
If your support base and your constituents are these right wing nut job loons, why take that job? Can you point to any person that is sane, that is having a good time trying to make these Christian loons happy?
No.
I mean, it must be so fucking stressful.
I gotta get to this.
Offend these.
Oh, loons. Sorry.
It's like you don't know how you're gonna offend them.
God, there's so much, but I really want to get to this one because this is fucking spectacular. Kevin Swanson, we teased this. We slipped the tip in a little bit yesterday about this. Go to crabdiving.com, go to iTunes or Stitcher, you know, if you download us from those places, be kind enough to leave us a nice review. Helps us out.
A nice review.
At Screaming Liberal Media.
And word of mouth, right? Word of fucking mouth.
Yeah,
tell
use
your
mouth.
Goddamn friends about us.
Use your mouth. You can even use teeth.
Or if you have a mouth straw, send somebody a fucking text. Right. That's tough, right?
Yeah, it's Stephen Hawking. If you're out there...
You can use your
eyeball to spell out.
I wish this. What does he have? I wish ALS would take me.
Who is the comedian that said, like, you know, how do we even know that that's actually what he's saying? And it's not some handler just typing out words. He may be trying to spell out, please kill me.
Have the Russians.
Or something like that.
I'm serious.
And his handler is just spelling out all this shit.
How do we know Coochie Fur hasn't hacked into Stephen Hawking's voice
box? There you go. Right. Uncle Nipples.
Is it Wi-Fi that makes, like, does he have to be at a...
God, you can Stephen Hawking be hacked? Is that
Stephen
what
Hawking's like,
oh, horrible.
I would like, can you give me your Wi-Fi password so I can talk or whatever? Shit.
Kevin Swanson, you may remember him. He was the lunatic who put on that Christo Loon rally in Iowa during early in the primaries. And caused a big controversy.
Yes.
Because several of the big players, we'll call one of them Ted Cruz,
ooh,
showed up.
Yes.
At this Christo Loon event, and was on the stage hours after Kevin Swanson was screaming to the audience of Christians there about how gays should be stoned to death. Not my words.
God.
Right here in the Bible. Not my words. I'm just saying. It's here in the Bible.
Oh, man.
Here he is he's got his own. Is this a radio show? Yep, radio show.
Oh, what?
Any fucking drizzling asshole have a radio show.
Loser.
Crabdiving.com.
Right. Tell your friends about us.
And I've listened to this. It's amazing.
Yes.
And he, listen to his voice, Ryan. This guy has got a.
I can't wait.
This guy is works it also.
Oh, does he?
Yeah. Kevin Swanson talking about the latest assault.
Yes.
On white Christian heterosexuality.
Perfect.
The movie Beauty and the Beast, the live version. And let's all remember, let's preface this.
Yeah.
He's going to talk about how it's a big old gay movie now.
Because that moment.
Yeah. I forget his name, Lepou or something like that.
Jean Valjean. Lepou.
Apparently has a little stiffy.
A poo?
LeFou has a little.
I thought you said a poo, and I'm like, he's on the fucking Simpsons, dude.
Oh, yes. Well,
we're going to get emails.
So. Oh, very much so, yes.
Oh, yes. your package.
Would you like a swirly?
Oh, yes. The fun kind.
Here's Kevin Swanson talking on his radio show. He's also got a toady that he talks to at one point. But listen to the cadence and everything. And then you got to listen to... Anyway, LeFou, I think it is.
LeFou.
Has a stiffy...
Yes.
I don't remember the name of the dude character in Beauty the Beast that isn't the Beast.
No.
Gaston. Gaston. So LeFou...
Yes.
In a tiny moment...
Yes.
Or two, they at one point have him making like Mooney eyes at... Gaston. And then later on in a big party scene, there's a 1 or 2 second flash of LeFou dancing with another dude. Not fucking another dude.
Yes.
Not sucking another dude off.
Yes.
Not ear fucking another dude.
Really?
Whatever they do.
I don't know that you can ear fuck and still keep your PG rating.
But listen to this guy, how he describes Beauty and the Beast, and listen to his theatricality.
Beauty and the Beast.
He's amazing, to be honest.
God.
Bill, wake up and smell the napalm. The zeitgeist is moving like a freight train. The Beauty and the Beast came out of the closet, boom, with an explosion. Did you watch it?
Hey, man, it's like a morning zoo of Christian fuckwatery.
Oh, yes.
Listen to him, man. Hey, the zeitgeist is released, and boom, right out of the loins of the devil has come Beauty and the Beast.
Oh, shit.
Ready to suck your dick and lick your pussy.
The zeitgeist is moving like a freight train. The Beauty and the Beast came out of the closet, boom, with an explosion. Dude. Did you watch it? $174 million in the first weekend. $400 million in box office receipts worldwide in its first weekend. The zeitgeist is rolling on this one. Now, the reason this is important is because this is Disney's first attempt to bring an explicit homosexual scene into one of their movies.
An explicit homosexual scene. Show me the cum.
He just looked at it.
Yeah.
He just looked
Let's see one testicle that is in the PG Disney movie.
God.
It's an explicit homosexual scene.
Grow up. These guys, they got to... Now, see, now my idea. My idea needs to happen. George Soros. I want George Soros and Branson buy up all the fucking good shows. And you have to, every character, every main character is now gay. All the main relationships in every major television show and or action movie.
Yeah.
Gay.
I want to see Shrek and Puss in Boots pulling a train on that donkey.
I mean, years ago, what if our culture was a little different? Say when Lethal Weapon was coming out. You know, they told Mel Gibson, listen.
Too old for that shit.
We've made some changes to the film. You guys, in the second movie, we're going to have you fuck. And then you're going to, you know, we're going to follow your relationship throughout the buddy movie. It'll be like a real buddy movie. What about that? And see, if we have that in our culture more, we wouldn't have these homophobes.
Butt buddy movie.
Yeah. I mean, the thing is, this guy didn't know any gay people. He didn't make any gay friends.
Oh,
but we don't know.
Think he's gay people. I think he's swallowed.
Specifically designed for kids. And so this is huge. This is the brave new world. And it is unfolding. And the world is ready. The world has received it. The world has stepped in and said, we are ready, baby, for this for this great unfolding, unraveling of sexual ethics in the 20s.
The unraveling of sexual ethics.
Yes.
Because LeFou is dancing with a dude in the background.
Oh, my God.
Especially for my 7-year-old kid. We got to be sure the 7-year-olds get a fair amount of exposure to homosexuality. And friends, this is the biggest PG opener in history. This is the biggest PG movie opener in history at $174 million.
Do you know what PG stands for?
Parental guidance.
Suggested.
You know, man.
Parental guidance. It's not a family movie. G is for people like you, no, Kevin.
It's penis greatness. I mean, God damn. To me, that's great, though. I mean, listen. This is insane. He's making a thing about two guys looking at each other. Just one guy looking at another guy.
Right?
But hey, it didn't bother most of America. Look at all the money it made.
Well, that's what he's talking about.
That's a good thing.
It's proof that Satan's balls deep in us right now.
To me, it's proof that this guy's a nut.
All right.
Biggest PG opener in history. This is the biggest PG movie opener in history at $174 million, complete with the first explicit homosexual scene.
Not explicit.
And the key thing here is it was rated PG. It's one thing to include homosexuality in an R-rated movie or a PG-13 movie. Bill, here is what makes this so insidious. This movie was a PG movie intended for the entire family. So
No.
Oh, my God.
It's a PG movie, which means parental guidance is suggested that if you're over 13, you can't get in, right?
Right. I mean, it's...
Without a parent.
Right. I mean, it's... Who is he trying to protect? The kids?
Yeah,
from
apparently
this
from
moment?
Pink eye.
What about... Hey, Rick, what about like, okay, let's put this gigantic gay moment from a dude named LeFou in Beauty and the fucking Beast to the side for a second.
I mean, his name is LeFou.
His name is LeFou. Surprised. But would you let your kids see, I don't know, what movie's out that's moderately violent? Some fucking X-Men movie where...
How about Passion of the Christ?
Oh, my God.
Fucking
that's
torture
violent
porn.
As fuck.
Yeah.
A fuck out of nowhere. Mel Gibson had a crow fly and land on Jesus' face and eat out Jim Caviezel's fucking eye. And I didn't see the fucking thing, but I heard when that happens, people laugh. Because it's ridiculous. Now a crow's going to eat his eyeball out.
Families walked into this movie to be sure that the entire family was indoctrinated into the homosexual lifestyle at the same time. So that's what makes this movie so incredibly radical. This is revolutionary, my friends. This is how revolutions take place. You are in the middle of a cultural revolution in the...
So there are thousands, God, I hope not, maybe God. Hundreds of lunatic Christians,
yes,
listening to every word he says, and now this perfectly innocent movie.
Yeah, well, it did make all that money.
Has been turned into a gay porn.
Right. But just, I mean, it does make you feel a little better that even with the big gay scene, everybody went out and saw it. Nobody really cares.
How sad and desperate are they?
Yeah.
I mean, how deep do they have to dig?
I mean, are we hearing about this on anything other than right-wing nutjob media?
Oh, well, the whole gay thing was a big deal because it's
God.
A Disney movie. So
crow the
it was in mainstream media because it's a big deal.
Grow up, man. And listen, Disney, I'm sure you got lots of gay fans. Show them some fucking love. Put more gay relationships in your goddamn shit. God, I would. You know what, man? I would be demanding that. If the gay community should demand more gay people in movies and in television.
I believe they do. I believe they do God. Ask for that.
Yeah.
The United States of America, no, this is not the cultural revolution that Mao Zedong brought to China. This is a different kind of cultural revolution, but I'm going to say it's just about as dangerous. What'd you say, Bill? Just about as dangerous as Mao.
This guy, Adderall? Wait, what's the speed up one?
I think it's Jesus.
I mean, he's like talking like this. Yeah. It's a mile a minute. And
dude,
it's obvious that I can't even do it.
Religion makes people fucking
damn
batshit crazy. And
word count.
Do you think we're going to hear Hitler in this? Is he going to go Hitler? Because he's in the neighborhood, right?
Mao's cultural revolution, though, a bit more insidious.
Well, it's more subtle Okay, it's not marching in the street. Oh, yeah. It's marching through the theaters.
You got it.
It's marching through the mines.
Oh, you got it. What is he saying?
They're not swinging their bedazzled packages in a gay pride parade in their faces. This is more subtle.
Hey, listen, is this guy saying gay people are invading the theater? Dude.
Movie theater.
Oh, the movie theater. Okay. I thought he meant like theater. I keep forgetting this fucking thing is a... It's like you're not watching an animated Beauty and the Beast. It's like people it's walking live action. Around. Who the fuck wants to see that anyway?
Emma Watson.
I don't want to. Do you want to see that?
No.
Fuck stupid.
No. Got it. That's precisely what's going on. Friends, the PG-rated film.
Well, I guess if I want to jerk off to some gay porn, maybe now it's a consideration.
All right.
Means that families and children are watching this and they are being endeared to homosexuality. This is an all-out effort. On the part of the left to homosexualize the next generation of 8-year-old and 10-year-old kids.
Homosexualize them.
Oh, endear them to the homosexualization.
You two, fuck each other right now.
Oh, God.
And it's coming through the principalities and powers that dominate Hollywood today. This, my friends, is what is going on right now in our culture. One liberal commentator on high snobiety commented this way. Let me read this.
High snobiety.
What in the fuck is he
comment
talking about?
Concerning Beauty and the Beast that came out last weekend. Again, friends, a opener weekend that set records in the box office. Here is one liberal commentator from high snobiety. And again, this is what he says. For the conservative ethicists out there who morally oppose the movie for its homosexual scene, let's just completely ignore the fact that this classic fairy tale has now received not one but two remakes from Disney without even the slightest hint of disapproval for the fact that the story's protagonist, a human, essentially develops and carries...
Protagonist?
You see, that's fucking stupid.
Protagonist.
He is stupid. Now, listen. Now... Everything he says is
Cretan. It's the French version.
The protagonist. Yeah. He's sucking a big dick.
Without even the slightest hint of disapproval for the fact that the story's protagonist, a human, essentially develops and carries on a romantic relationship with what is basically an animal. Now
he's like, well, wait a second.
Oh, all right.
Now you've got a point.
Because Belle hooks up with the Beast. Is that the story?
Well, I don't think they fuck in the, but until he, spoiler alert, turns into a human later.
Is this based on the story of Quasimodo?
No, that's the Hunchback of Notre Dame. Yeah, it's a different
I thought
one.
The Hunchback of Notre Dame and Beauty and the Beast aren't the same. No. God, I have conflated that.
They may have
for
emailed
years.
Each other or something, but I don't think they.
But the Hunchback at least looks like the Beast, no?
No. Well,
what's the story of that? Like, oh, who gives a fuck?
The hunchback lived in the bell tower, and it's about like accepting people who are different,
right, and not thinking of them as beasts like I did. I was like, it's the same story, isn't it? Jeez,
it's Beauty and the Beast he's talking about. Now the liberal apparently seems to be okay with this interspecies breeding.
Now Beauty and the Beast indoctrinating your 8 and 10 year olds into fucking someone with the same genitals as them.
Right.
Now, it also is encouraging you to grab your dog and put yourself inside of it.
I got a date with a sheep later.
Or, spreading some peanut butter on your cooch and getting your dachshund to do some licking.
Right.
However.
But... What a lunatic.
Well, right.
God damn, I don't know what to think of this guy. He's out of his mind.
This is not a newbie. This is not a new thing for the liberal Hollywoodites. I think of Star Trek Into the Darkness, where you had a scene of interspecies fornication where a human is breeding, not with just one, but with two.
Wait a minute. Star Trek Into the Darkness.
I thought he was going to go because I believe in the last Star Trek movie, there was, I think, Sulu.
Sulu.
Who's gay? Sulu's gay. He, you get to see his husband right before the Enterprise shoves off.
Right.
Space.
Right.
But there was bestiality in that?
I don't know. Apparently.
God, Dad, Treble. Did somebody fuck a Treble? Maybe that Treble.
Star Trek Into the Darkness, by the way, is the name.
Is that the new one? Is it the last one?
2013. Crew of the Enterprise returns home
after an act of terrorism within its own organization destroys most of Starfleet.
Wait, but you know, like
that was Chris Payne,
but
Zachary Quinto.
We don't know that bestiality could exist outside of our planet, right? Well, I mean, because we don't know if other planets have animals and humans. I mean, that would have a similar relationship.
If they just have one type of animal, then there's no bestiality.
Or if they're just like free-roaming vapors and shit.
But if they come here and fuck us, that's bestiality to them.
Does bestiality?
Right?
Yes. Does it violate the Prime Directive?
So that probing,
yes.
Those anal probes,
ooh,
that's fucking bestiality against humans. Yeah.
Jeez.
Holy shit, we gotta go, ladies and gentlemen. We're gonna be back next week, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern Type Coast. iTunes, Stitcher, please leave good reviews. Crabdiving.com. Don't forget, if you want to help us out here at Screaming Liberal Media, you can buy shit through our Amazon hole. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you buy, we get a little nibble, a little taste. Doesn't cost you fuck all.
Bestiality.
Just helps us out.
The last thing we talked about.
Here at Screaming Liberal Media. Ryan's going to be doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed at Radar Comedy, Instagram at Radar Comedy, his website, which is radarcomedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a great fucking weekend, everybody.
Bestiality, it's not good.
Bestiality, it's not good. Don't have sex when you got wood with a box turtle or a chimpanzee. Yeah, bestiality.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram at crabdiving.